This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now, don't forget, they're coming up at 420. 420. We have a chance for you to pick up tickets to see Ghost and Volbeat Climate Pledge Arena. We will give you the
secret word.
Secret. You're supposed to call it the code word, but it's a secret word.
Well, if I can't tell them yet, it's a secret.
It is a secret.
It's a code word.
We know the word. We know the word. You can't have it until 420. And then you go to KISW.com, you enter the secret word, and you have a chance to win that ticket to see Ghost and Volbeat.
But no, at that point, it's a code word. It's a secret word now.
Then it's a code.
420, a code word.
Gotcha. The code secret word is on the way. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys. How we doing?
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Are you sober or not sober there, Craig?
Good buzz.
You're buzzed. All right, good for you. All right, Craig. People think you did one of the following. You're innocent. You didn't do any of this stuff, but people think you did. Beat up 3 5-year-olds, assault a woman in a wheelchair, attack the home team mascot, or steal all of the kids' Christmas gifts.
Yeah, we'll go home team mascot.
And who is your favorite home team there?
Well, my favorite home team is the Seahawks, of course, but the heck with that Mariner Moose, right?
I like the moose.
Yeah, I love the moose. Everybody's got beef with the moose.
People are throwing the moose under the bus, man.
Moose, moose was out dancing on the street the other day,
You know what's funny? I was just going to ask you guys, hey, have you heard from Eastwood in a while? And it was like, oh, crap.
It has been a while, man, and he showed up today.
Yeah, and the moose has good social media.
The moose is good. My kids, that was their first mascot interaction. It's very important to them that we circle back around and find the moose, which I got to tell you, as a parent, that was no trouble at all, fighting through 20,000 people so that you can get a picture with a giant goddamn two-legged moose. Me being me, all in. So we go back, take the pictures. My daughter, very excited. My son, his judgment changed when we got close. Kind of like, you know, I don't think I need a picture of that big, weird-looking son of a bitch. Just let my sister go ahead.
Remember
and do
the
it.
First game we went to, he dogged me.
He did?
He was like walking up the aisle, and I like tried to get a high five, and he just continued on. Now, he walked to a child.
Oh, I see.
But I would have preferred it. I mean, he could at least
get a high five you on the way.
He could have. That's why you're getting it, Moose.
People remember.
I didn't forget.
All right, Craig, here's your question. It is multiple choice. Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Carl Sagan, or Albert Einstein? Which scientist patented new ballet shoes to protect dancers' feet?
Well, you would think it would. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Bill Nye.
Oh, all right.
Get out of here. Very
Believe good. It or not, what Bill Nye patented new ballet shoes to protect ballet dancers' feet, which is awfully kind of him, but it leads me to believe, and I have no verifiable proof, that the man is a foot fetish.
Oh, well, or that, where we know what kind of women he's into.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, you know, you go, Bill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Lee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Lee, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Lee, welcome to the show on Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, people think you did one of the following. Beat up 3 5-year-olds, assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
I think I got to go with the Christmas gifts.
You're going to steal all the Christmas gifts. Damn, that's harsh.
So which one are you picking? I'm giving this thought, like, because I didn't actually do it, so I was going to live with people thinking I did it. Part of that, there's the appeal of beating up the woman in the wheelchair. Because I didn't actually do it. People just think I'm that awful of a human being.
All right. I would have beat up 3 5-year-olds just because of the numbers game. Yeah, I kicked one kid's ass and went over to the next kid.
It's like beating one 15-year-old. Exactly. Actually, the methodology with that, as I read before, this guy was breaking down, I believe his scenario was, you're fighting 6-year-olds. And it's not that it's one at a time, but they're coming through a door one at a time. So he did all these mathematical equations to figure out about how many have come in before they finally take you down, right? Because there's just no way you last. But his initial strategy, as he put it, you blow up the first kid real bad. Because his belief was the next group will hesitate because of the devastation. They'll still come at you, but they haven't. In that moment, you snatch one up, you said you grab them by the ankles, and you start swinging them like a baseball bat.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good times.
He estimated he could take out about 23 6-year-olds before he finally succumbs. All right, here's your question. What actor played the villain Howard Payne in the 1994 movie Speed?
Howard Payne.
Mm-hmm. He's the bad guy in the movie Speed.
No, Keanu Reeves. The bad guy.
You know, Keanu Reeves was the bad actor, but we're looking for the good actor that played the bad guy. Yeah.
Sandra Bullock as well.
I feel like the director said, all right, Sandra, Keanu, come here for a second. Whatever you do when you read the script, in spite of how adrenaline pumping it's supposed to be, don't give it any emotion. You just be as vanilla as you can be.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Dennis Hopper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, out of nowhere.
That means he's picturing that face, which I believe Mike was, based on your expression.
Damn.
You see his face, can think of it. By the way, someone here says Bill Nye is a huge dance fan. He was on Dancing with the Stars and actually talked about the shoes on the TV show.
Very cool. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-RUN.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Sean, welcome to the show and Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. People think you did one of the following, even though you're innocent. Do they think you beat up 3 5-year-olds, assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or stole all the kids' Christmas gifts?
Let's go Christmas gifts.
Stealing the Christmas gifts.
Why'd you pick stealing the Christmas gifts?
You ruined... Do you realize that the only day that matters in a kid's life, other than their birthday all year round, is Christmas?
But I give my kids some pretty cool gifts.
Yeah, and
now
I went in and stole them all.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I was just discussing Christmas shopping this morning because, you know, it's freaking September. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get ahead of that, you see.
I know somebody that's already Christmas shopping just because they go away for Christmas.
That's fair.
Yeah, they travel at Christmas. They were like, I got to get it done now. I was like, all right.
I had one of those moments where I'm watching TV with my son. He just made mention of something and immediately got me like, ooh, do not get this for him. Wait until Christmas. I didn't tell him that, but that was my thought. Like, he doesn't know. You got no chance of getting this for 3 months. Because now you said you want it. Christmas gift.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody's kid the other day, and they were like, Christmas is around the corner. I was like, hey, you got to get through Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, come on, man. At least get through freaking Halloween. As a kid, I understand Thanksgiving is meaningless to you, but at least get through Halloween. That's your day. All right. Here's your question. What Central American country has a name that translates to the Savior?
Not a clue on geography, is my worst subject. Probably not even close, but I'm just
going to
guess Cuba.
Yeah, but you guess. That's all you got to do.
El Salvador?
El Salvador literally means the Savior.
Okay.
Oh, hey, that makes a lot of sense.
It really does. Once you hear it, you're like, how did I not know this?
Exactly.
All right, well, geography, that's your weakest subject, and I know that you're an art lover, so that's fantastic. Who painted The Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
Yeah, I know.
Very good.
Art lover.
Okay.
Is Starry Night the Scream dude?
No. No, that's Mooch.
Isn't that the Scream?
What, Edward Munch did the scream.
Yeah. Munch did the scream.
Or however you say his name.
Oh,
I say
right.
Munch.
It looks like Munch, but I feel like when you say Munch, people say you're childish. And I'm like, I am childish, but also it looks like Munch. Like it's Munch. But they do look the same. What else did Van Gogh do? There's like, there's Starry
Night. But they're all pretty well in the Impressionist era. So it's like the same guy.
He did
the same at the same time. You know what I mean?
He did a lot of them.
All that stuff's all Impressionist.
I know
he did. I think, I want to say, didn't he do a famous one of like Jesus and the apostles, like in a storm? And he like painted himself in the boat.
Van Gogh?
Yeah.
That last part you said sounds kind of familiar.
Denali?
Yeah, he's like the one guy there. And I only know that because I watched a show about an art museum that got robbed in Boston.
I think I saw the same show. That's where our knowledge comes from.
That's a good one. It's a Scamus Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Adam, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Adam. Welcome to the show and Big Dummy. Okay, people think you did one of the following. Beat up 3 5-year-olds, assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
Definitely the mascot.
Gonna beat up that mascot. What's your home team?
East Carolina University Pirates.
You're gonna beat up the pirate. That's a pretty intimidating looking mascot. He kind of looks like, you know, Captain Hook a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Adam beat his ass.
You went to East Carolina, huh?
Grew up over that way.
Oh, cool.
Where is East Carolina located?
Greenville.
Greenville.
Yep. I don't know why I asked you. I should have just asked Ted. Honest to God. It's a college.
I've stopped there for like one night.
Home of the purple and yellow.
Purple and gold.
Whatever. don't Washington Football Club me.
Everyone that's yellow is like it's gold. I'm like, but the color's yellow.
It's Pittsburgh, black and gold.
No, it's not gold, it's yellow, bro.
It's yellow.
But people accept it with blue.
What do you mean?
Like, most, to me, blue is blue. But
blue,
like,
blue.
That's Carolina blue.
Okay.
That's Columbia
now,
blue.
Look, but here's the difference. It's still blue. Now, I could say blue, and you could say it's Carolina blue, and I say it's Carolina what? And they go blue. I'm like, that's what I said, mother effer, so let's move on. Now, the gold and the yellow, if I handed you a gold bar and it were yellow, I don't think you'd believe that it's gold. That's all
I'm
saying.
But the color gold, when it's on uniforms, it does look a little yellowish, but it's gold.
I disagree. When you look at the Huskies, and they roll out, what color is their helmet? It's almost goddamn gold.
It is.
What color are their pants?
Gold.
It's gold. Pittsburgh Steelers roll out, right? It's like, that's yellow. So my point is simply this. I understand that back in the day, I guess your fabric tech, maybe you could not go gold, but Pittsburgh, if you're going to say it's black and gold, then switch up your uniform and make your yellow pants gold. Because right now it's yellow.
Yeah, exactly. New Orleans figured it out.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Does Pittsburgh call it gold?
They'll say black. They say like the old black and gold.
Oh, I just think about Wiz Khalifa's song, Black and Yellow.
Well, that's what's funny. If you bring up the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Pittsburgh Penguins, they're like, oh, they're black and yellow. You say the Steelers are like black and gold. It's like, homie, it's the same color scheme, man. All right. Here is your question. In the 1986 movie Labyrinth, what type of animal does the Goblin King, David Bowie, disguise himself as to get into the little girl's home?
Oh, it's kind of embarrassing. I have no idea. Cat?
No, it's embarrassing if you know the answer.
Somebody was just talking about that movie the other day. And
was it a dog?
No. My God, it's the Goblin King. He wouldn't be some four-legged mammal. Obviously, he's an owl.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's weird. Goblin King turns into an owl. That's the weirdest goddamn thing. If I were Goblin King, I'd be a cat, you know. Your question, what author wrote the book The Godfather?
Oh, my Lord. I have no idea. I think I've read 3 books in my life.
And that's not one of them, I'm guessing.
What were the 3 books?
Not even. I read The Traveler's Gift not too long ago.
Okay.
I think I read To Kill a Mockingbird in high school.
We know you didn't do it voluntarily, right?
And probably like a Goosebumps book as a kid.
All right. That's quite a collection.
Mario Puzo wrote The Godfather.
I've actually read that book.
Is it quote unquote better than the movie?
Yes.
Okay, I believe.
And it is an easy read.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
My parents had it when I was growing up. I never opened it, but.
Because it's basically, it's all 3 movies in one book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot more about Sonny.
Well, he was the guy.
In
my opinion.
But he was the guy.
Oh.
And they kind of allude to it in the movie. Like when he's hooking up with other chicks, but in the book, it's like, he was like Tom Jones in it.
Oh, sweet.
Oh,
he's a lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. You don't know what we're talking about. Google Elvira Tom Jones. It'll explain everything.
It's Google Hub.
Emergency room.
Yeah. All right, your question, Adam. How many countries make up Great Britain?
I'm going to go with three.
Three. I thought it was four.
Three. What do you got?
England, mm-hmm. Wales,
yes.
Scotland, correct. Northern Ireland.
Is Northern Ireland considered part of Great Britain?
I thought it was.
I'm not 100%.
I'm almost positive they're part too. Of... Right, because they're Protestant, and that's like the big issue with Northern Ireland and Ireland.
Right. I'm looking for it. Hang on.
That's a good question.
Do we have the official answer?
Come on, Mike.
How many countries are in Great Britain?
The term Great Britain is often used to refer to England, Scotland, and Wales.
Okay.
Just three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The game is Big Dummy, 206-421.
Okay. That's how it's commonly known. That doesn't mean that there's not a fourth.
Great Britain and Northern Ireland now constitute the United Kingdom.
All right. So Britain's three, United Kingdom's four. Okay. That could have been a Big Dummy question. What's the difference between the United Kingdom and Great Britain? Because I would not have known.
Me neither. Before today. That's very complicated.
Maybe the English could just leave that country.
No. Hello, Tristan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tristan, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to the show, Big Dummy. All right, Tristan, our men's room poll, kind of disturbing today. You didn't actually do this, but everyone thinks you did. Did you beat up 3 5-year-olds, assault a woman in a wheelchair, attack the home team mascot, or steal all the kids' Christmas gifts?
3 5-year-olds.
Ooh,
you're going to beat up the 3 5-year-olds. Very cool.
No, he's not going to beat them up, Miles. We're all just going to think he did.
Yeah.
Which at that point is about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your country. Oh, Jesus, country. Here's your question. In what country did the first Hard Rock Cafe open?
The United States.
That was my guess as well.
Australia.
Nope. I'm going to say Canada.
England.
Ah.
And do you have any idea what year the first Hard Rock Cafe was?
No.
1991.
All right. So my general guess yesterday, I'm like, probably Las Vegas, 85. It opened in London in 1971.
Damn.
Dang.
Yeah. I had no idea it was that old.
Damn.
Bang. Yeah. Kevin Hart up in
there. Damn.
What there we go. What are they chicken strips back then?
Yeah.
In 71?
Yeah. That's one of their baskets that you get?
But I'm thinking it's England. Right. Probably that's chicken fun. Strips, fries, and fish.
And Indian food.
And then an Indian menu, absolutely. All right, Tristan, here is your question. What word describes a handbag without straps or handles?
A clutch.
There you go. Somebody's had a girlfriend before. Nice work.
It's the only reason I know.
Nice work. All right, one more contestant. 206-421.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Boom. Hola. Scott, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Scott, people think you did one of the following. Beat up 3 5-year-olds, assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
Gotta be the mascot.
You gotta beat up the mascot.
You beat the mascot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry?
Which mascot are you beating up?
Probably I'd go with Blitz, because I've actually met the Mariner Moose, and it just seems wrong to attack or to be thought to have attacked somebody, you know.
Now, have you ever met Blitz?
No.
Okay, so you just feel better about beating up Blitz. You don't know anything about the guy. But the Mariner Moose.
Thought to have beaten up Blitz, yeah.
Are you ever allowed to, like, reveal your identity, Ted, for the most part? Like, if you're the Mariner Moose. You
know, I don't think so, man.
I mean, can I show up someplace, you know what I mean, and not have my gear on and
say you're the Moose?
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I stroll up to Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, like, why are you so interested in this away Mariners game? Like, I'm the Mariner Moose. Are you allowed to even acknowledge that you're the Moose?
Yeah. I mean, people know the Moose. I know somebody that used to know Squatch, but it's
that's
pretty
different.
It's like part of the code. You're supposed to keep it pretty
down low.
It depends. Yeah. Look, the Mr. Met, it normally looks like a giant smiling baseball, just got busted with cocaine. All right. So I'm thinking, if I'm a mascot, knowing my general lifestyle, just so I can keep my gig, the last thing I would do is tell them, I get 86 from the bar,
or
I get busted with the hooker and blow,
yeah.
I don't lose my gig, because even though, you know, the Mariners or the Seahawks know that I'm their guy, they also know that no one else knows. So I can still go back and do my job. We'll get to talking to, but if I said, I'm the Mariner Moose, and I get busted with the hooker and blow, like, I've lost my gig. I would keep that so quiet.
I would tell her when we start having sex, and I put on the head.
You're going to put on the head when...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You ready for a moose style?
Oh, my God. I always wanted this.
You do cover in maple syrup.
All right, Scott. Here's
about to blitz something.
Here's your question. What three-letter movie's first sequel featured the subtitle State of the Union?
Oh, I know this one.
That would be Triple X.
Yeah.
Nice work. Nice.
Dad was on that quick.
Did you guys ever see those movies?
No. I didn't.
Oh, I mean, unbelievably bad, but so bad you should watch.
Unbelievable.
So bad they're awesome.
Yeah, because it's like they took Fast and the Furious and were like, can we make it more ridiculous? Here's a gun with six different colored bullets that all do different things.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes ranks the best nuggets in fast food. That's coming up right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola. Hola. Justin, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy, Justin. Our men's room poll. You are innocent. You didn't do any of these, but everyone thinks you did.
I'm punching a mascot.
You're gonna attack. All right,
quick one.
What's your favorite team?
My favorite. See, that's tricky now. So, I'm a Pats and a Seahawks fan.
Did the Pats have a mascot? Oh, that's right. Yeah, they got the guy that dresses in the big.
Yeah.
Todd the Patriot.
Well, now that Tom Brady's gone, I don't care about him. But a couple of years ago, I don't want to punch him right in the face.
Do you remember when it mattered?
Yeah.
All right, Justin, here's your question. On the TV show The Simpsons, what is the name of Krusty the Clown's monkey?
Oh, God. Chip Bobo?
That would be my guess.
That was Mike's guess as well, I believe.
I don't know.
Mr. Teeny.
Mr. Teeny.
Oh, my God, Mr. Teeny.
Yep, Mr. Teeny. All right, Justin, what film company's logo uses a lamp as the letter I?
Pixar.
There you go.
All right, Justin. Nice job. I'll give you bonus points. Miles will service you if you can tell me the lamp's name. It actually has a name, believe it or not.
It has a name?
It has a name. Trust me, I did not know this before I researched it.
I've been told I'm really good at that.
Blinky?
What a terrible guess. Now.
Oh, thank God.
Of course. Of course, his name is Luxo.
Okay.
Luxo.
Luxo the lamp. So next time you see the Pixar thing, like, tell me, hey, that's Luxo.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chucky. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Chucky.
Chucky.
We'll check back with Chucky.
I think he's on mute. He'll be back.
Chuck. Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Stefan, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Welcome to the show, Stefan. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
All right, people think you did one of the following. You beat up 3 5-year-olds. You assaulted a woman in a wheelchair. You attacked the home team mascot, or you stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
Let's knock out some 5-year-olds.
Knocking out 5-year-olds.
Oh,
all right.
5-year-olds. All right.
Do you have kids or no?
I have 4 kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like a parent. Yeah, because part of me, when you first came up with the poll, was like, I'm knocking out the kids.
Knock them out.
I'm knocking out the kids.
Not saying I've done that before.
But you've wanted to.
No, they take me down every time.
It's funny how that works.
If somebody else's kids, I could probably take them.
Oh, sure. And I know a couple of little kids. I'm like, I'm going to beat that kid's ass one day.
Yeah, they deserve it sometimes.
All right, here's your question. What is the only U.S. state where the entire northern border is formed by a river?
Oh, boy.
New Mexico.
Maine.
Nope.
Maine.
Miles, right, this is very close to where you grew up.
Michigan.
I think it even borders your state. It borders your home state, I believe.
Ohio.
Kentucky?
Kentucky. Okay. Yeah, believe it or not.
But did you say northern?
The entire northern border of Kentucky.
Northern border. Yeah. I was thinking of northern states.
I see what you're doing.
Yep.
There.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. In what state did the Hindenburg airship disaster occur?
New York.
Hey!
Close.
Come on!
New Jersey!
Jesus!
Humanity!
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it is. You like people.
Hey, jump out of the blip, it's on fires!
What are you, dumb?
You probably need some new slacks, don't you? I got some in my trunk.
You poop your slacks! All right, here's your question. How many zeros are there in 1 trillion?
18.
10?
12. I think 18 would be quintillion, I think.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, so if a trillion is 12, 15 would be...
Wouldn't quintillion be the 5 spot?
That's what I'm thinking, right? So there's 12 for a trillion, so if there's 15 zeros, that would be quadrillion. So yeah, quintillion, I believe. Let's see. Come on. Give me a win, Mike. Give me a win.
It's reptilian.
How many zeros are in a reptilian?
Quadrillion.
Son of a bitch!
And there's sextillion, septillion, octillion.
Nonillion?
I think that's right.
And then what?
Google.
Google's what, 100?
Oh, that's
billion?
Right.
That's like a huge, huge, huge,
yeah,
huge
Google's
number.
Far beyond your
Yeah.
Right.
Google, I believe, is about what Google is worth. All right, here's your question. The Gulf War occurred after Iraq invaded what country?
Afghanistan?
Kuwait.
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 Kuwait, yeah.
All right, here's your question. What actor played James Bond in the film The Living Daylights?
Sean Connery?
Pierce Brosnan?
Timothy Dalton.
Jesus.
Back to your next number up. It makes sense. Decillion.
Decillion, right. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Me and Mike are tracking on this. Hold on. I'm going to get back to you on this. All right, what actor played James Bond in the film Octopussy? And I didn't ask that for any reason.
Sean Connery.
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore. That would be 8 of them.
And they had a brother named Les.
Okay, Les more Moore. James Bond questions.
Yeah.
And finally, which actor played James Bond in the film Diamonds Are Forever?
Sean Connery?
You finally got it.
It had to be right
sooner
or later,
man. That's how you do that. Nice strategy.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Let's see if Chucky is back. Hello, Chucky.
Hola.
Hola.
Chucky, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I am not sober.
All right, Chucky, welcome to the show and Big Dummy. Chucky,
I have a confession to make. That remember last time a diver had called, the Indian diver with the accent?
Yes.
That was me.
That was you.
That was me, man. It was hard to keep that Indian accent, you know. But, you know, sometimes it comes and goes. So, you know, it's okay.
You know, Chucky, you got a lot of red flags, brother. Yeah, first of all, you're a grown man going by Chucky.
Right.
Somebody else smarter than me brought up.
Nickname, so.
All right, Chucky. People think you did, or maybe you have done, one of the following. Beat up 3 5-year-olds. Assaulted a woman in a wheelchair. Attacked the home team mascot or stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
Attacked a 49er mascot.
Oh,
you're going to beat up the 49er mascot. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Raider Nation, so I just can't deal with the 49ers. It just gives me, you know, I'm already starting to have a bad day already just talking about them.
Right, okay. But it's the home team mascot.
Which means it's your favorite team.
We all want a beautiful mascot. We don't want.
I guess the Seahawks.
But you just said that the Raiders were your home team.
Yeah, but a home team.
Right. Okay. Ours would be the Raiders.
I see what you mean. I'm still going to pick Raiders because I went to high school TJ and I didn't like it, so I would beat up that mascot.
Okay, fair enough. All right, here's a question. How many bends does a standard paperclip have?
3.
Yep.
There you go. One and done. Uh-huh. Nice job, Chucky. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jim, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jim, welcome to the show, Big Dummy. People think you did one of the following, Jim. Beat up 3 5-year-olds, assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
I'm going to go with the mascot.
You're going to beat up the mascot.
What is your bad for mascot
today. What is your favorite team, Jim?
That would be the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, I feel like he'd fight back, homie.
Philly Fanatic is still there, right?
For baseball.
Oh, yeah, for baseball.
So the Eagle just, is it someone just dressed like an Eagle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call him Swoop. He's no good.
Okay.
So he looks like Sam the Eagle from the Muppets, but I'm assuming he's wearing an Eagles jersey.
I mean, if you're going to beat up a mascot, I think a lot of people would take Gritty, the Flyers mascot.
Why would you beat up Gritty? I like
Gritty's
Gritty.
Cool.
He looks like he's up to no good. I like him.
But that's kind of why I like, dude, he's like the dirtiest, filthiest looking mascot
ever. He's the mascot you invite to the party.
Because he's bringing drugs.
Yeah.
I think you punch him by the end of the night, sure.
Yeah.
Because you know how he's going to be.
And he's
going to
get handsy with your girl.
If you looked like Gritty, you would too. That's all I got. Meanwhile, the Eagles slaying her.
All right, man.
Here's your question. Organic chemistry is turned to the wrong.
She cheated on me, but it was with my team's mascot.
So
it's fine.
I let it go.
It's fine.
Organic chemistry is centered around two elements, hydrogen and what?
Carbon.
One and done.
I like where your brain's at there, Jim. Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
John, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, John. Welcome to the show and Big Dummy. Okay. People think you did one of the following. You beat up 3 5-year-olds. You assaulted a woman in a wheelchair. You attacked your home team mascot. Or you stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
Attacked the mascot.
And who is your home team?
Anywhere in Seattle. We're
going to
attack one.
Which one?
The girls' basketball team.
The Storm. What the Storm's mascot?
Oh, wait a minute. What is his name? He's
Stormy? No Lightning?
Is he a cloud? What is it?
Now, is it...
Do you know what he looks like?
I can see it right now.
How do you...
The Storm mascot. It's got to be something weather-related.
I would think.
Oh, is it Doppler?
Doppler. Really?
You're kidding.
Doppler.
It is Doppler.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Nice pull, Ted.
Wow.
Nice
pull. Doppler. That was a great name.
I think I beat up Doppler just for his name. By the way, Ted, I am impressed. Right. Terrified and impressed. Like, oh, wait, the Storm's mascot? Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm like. I know that guy. I mean, I know of him.
Yes.
He is a legend.
Well, look, I love weather and I love mascots. So one named Doppler. Right,
this is like the perfect storm for you, no pun intended.
Right. Now, if you took off the costume and it was a blonde woman, that'd be, you know.
Whoa.
That'd be everything.
Probably some dude looks like Flavor Flav. I'm Doppler, boy.
Yeah. Doppler.
All right, John. Here's your question, multiple choice. Space Invaders, Pac-Man, or Tetris? What was the first video game played in space?
Space. Space.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders, Tetris, or what?
Pac-Man.
I'll say Pac-Man.
Tetris.
Tetris. Okay. Look, Space Invaders, right? I get it, the whole space thing. Pac-Man, sure, everyone play. These are astronauts, which really are just kind of like cool nerds. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Tetris.
Okay.
It is going to be Tetris. All right, here's your question. The Warren Commission was put together to investigate the assassination of what historical figure?
JFK?
There you go.
You are JF correct.
Nice work. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, yo, yo. Hola.
Hola. Hola. Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Craig. Welcome to the show, Big Dummy. All right. People think you did one of the following. You beat up 3 5-year-olds. You assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or you stole all the kids' Christmas gifts.
Gonna have to go with mascot.
All right, what's your home team?
I like the Sounders. I honestly, until Ted talked about Whaley or whatever, like, I had no idea they even had a mascot. I've been to Sounders games, and I've never seen a guy in a mascot costume, like, dancing around.
I don't think I have either.
He's there in the stands. Usually before the games, you can find him, like, signing autographs.
Hey, listen, Sounders, okay. Man. I'm a season ticket holder. I go to the goddamn game, like... I want to see the mascot. You're right, man. I've been going there, what, how long? Mm-hmm. Like 9, 10 years or whatever the hell it's been. I've never seen, what's his name?
Sammy.
Sammy. Never seen Sammy.
I've only seen Sammy, like, doing photo ops, like, on the concourse.
But I don't even want to do a photo op of the mascot I've never seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be more inclined.
Laid eyes on Sammy?
No. I've never seen Sammy.
Well, he's a whale. He can only be out so long before he's got...
I'll splash him with water. I'll spritz him.
Yeah, I've seen the moose, like, jogging around the field and going up in the stands.
Yep. But that's the thing, too. I don't know that Sammy has field access.
He's the mascot.
Right.
I mean, my God, dude. What do you have to do to get on? He's the freaking mascot. Come on, Sounders. I want to see some Sammy the goddamn whale.
Sammy the whale? He's a whale?
I think he's a whale.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy the goddamn whale.
Sammy the whale.
Sammy the goddamn whale.
He's called Sammy the Sounders mascot.
Sammy the Sounders goddamn mascot.
But he's a whale.
Who's a whale?
Yes.
Is he an orca or is he like a humpback?
He's an orca.
Okay, he's got to be, right? That's the coolest, which incidentally is not a whale, Sounders. All right.
You never seen that guy?
No.
Hold on, let me see.
Never.
I would remember if I had.
Yeah, never.
I would remember meeting him, no.
I'll be damned.
All right there, Craig, here's your question. 80% of all of the canned pumpkin consumed in the United States... comes from what state? As a hint?
Consumed
in the United States. 80% of all the canned pumpkin that's consumed in the U.S. comes from this state. It is nicknamed the Prairie State, and it is represented by Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin.
Dick who?
Durbin.
Oh, Illinois?
What's going on in Illinois?
What do you mean what's going on in Illinois?
Why would they have so much pumpkin?
I think they kind of cornered the market early.
I'm saying, like, they don't have a famous pumpkin recipe, do they?
I want to say Libby's.
I mean, it's
there.
Pumpkin pie.
Libby, that's what it is.
So, yeah, well, but they're consuming it, which means they're eating it. Inside.
No.
The stuff we eat comes from Illinois.
Oh, all the stuff that.
You thought that 80% of people in Illinois are mounting.
Damn! What are they doing there?
I think the contest they have for pumpkin
tossing,
chunking,
when you flip it out of the can, kind of thing.
Yeah, they like shoot them out of air, but I think that's in Delaware.
Really?
I think so.
Illinois, you need to get on this, man. I mean, if you're the pumpkin capital,
I'm going to shoot a pumpkin out of a cannon.
You know what? I do, too.
Yeah, it just sounds fun. Like an open field.
Why not a catapult?
Well, sometimes it is catapult.
Yeah. Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, guys?
Hola.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm too deep right now.
All right, we'll say not sober, even though you're probably
I hope you're
just
talking
fine.
About beers.
Yeah,
talking about women.
Or fingers.
Yeah, Dwayne, where are those? Between two pillows?
Dwayne,
I grew up in Illinois, man.
Okay, that's fair.
I grew up in Illinois. I never saw a pumpkin field.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you're from Chicago.
I'm not from Chicago.
Dwayne, our men's room poll, people think you did one of the following. Beat up 3 5-year-olds, assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, attacked the home team mascot, or stole all of the kids' Christmas gifts.
I beat up the mascot, man.
And what is your hometown team?
Hometown team is the Maroons.
The Maroons?
Yeah. There's some stubby little guy, kind of wedge-shaped, kind of a tough-looking little guy.
Hmm.
I never really got it either. You look it up.
Who's the team?
Yeah, what team is that?
What's that, Moline Maroons?
I've never heard of them in my life.
Is that
man.
A college? Is that a high school? What is it?
It's a high school. No, I don't know.
Oh, okay, we're talking about your pro team. Jesus Christ, Wayne.
You're beating up the high school mascot? Oh, the hell is wrong with you?
Then I'll beat up the Chicago Bears.
All right.
Okay. What if they had a real bear?
Then you pick
dicey.
That would not end well.
What is with Illinois and the Bears? Because you got the Cubs and the Bears.
That makes sense. I don't know.
Well, I think David Crockett killed a grizzly in Kentucky or something, didn't he?
What, he drag it up to Illinois and brag? I mean, still. Just
the Bears actually chose their name because the Cubs were an established baseball team, and then they wanted something that was tougher and stronger, and so they went, hey, you know what? We got the Cubs doing baseball. Tougher sport, we're the Bears.
All right.
Okay, so, I don't know why they started with the Cubs, but that's why the Bears are the Bears.
If it's about sounding tough,
they got Butkus.
I'd have been the Chicago Rabbit Chimpanzees.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I went to a game at Wrigley years ago, and the official mascot's name, I guess, is Clark. But there was like a knockoff bear in the bar I was at. We were taking pictures, and the people that were from there were like, he's not the real mascot. And I'm like, this guy just shows up in the bar in full mascot gear. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, All right. It
makes
for
him
me.
Happy. By the way, we got a little update on Sammy, the goddamn whale for the Sounders.
All right.
So he's only in the kids' areas during the games. Oh. And he doesn't come out during the game so as not to be a distraction during the game.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he has field access.
I think he's going to the bar.
Sammy, if I'm you, you should strike. What would happen if mascots went on strike around the country? People would freak out.
Be a great
in solidarity. I wouldn't go to the games.
I would go see the picket line.
I would not cross a mascot picket line.
Mascots unite about something. I just want to see it.
And then they could make a new mascot called Scabby.
Oh yeah, you know, like old
he's,
Scabby
he's on the other side
in
of the street.
Yeah, he's everybody's mascot.
He walks right into work while everybody else is out in front.
Damn it, Scabby, you couldn't cut it.
All right, Dwayne, here's your question. What animal is responsible for the most injuries to zookeepers? Is it lions, pandas, zebras, or monkeys?
I'm going to go pandas or monkeys, I think. I'm going to go with monkeys.
I don't know why my guess
is right.
I would
say monkeys, just based on the number of them. Pandas are not in a lot of zoos.
And they don't really do much anyway.
Yeah. So I'll say tigers.
Zebras.
People trust zebras.
Trust zebras, and apparently as far as being aggressive, they're more aggressive than a lot of other animals. No one thinks to be scared of them because they're zebras, but, you know, human-to-zebra ratio does not work to your benefit.
And you're not worried about a zebra bite. You will after you get bit by
a zebra. Yeah, you will after it bites you. It's not what you're thinking.
Horrible call.
All right, Dwayne. Belle, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and Andy. They're all siblings of which Peanuts character?
Say that again.
Belle, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and Andy. They're all siblings of which Peanuts character?
Snoopy?
Well done.
I didn't know Snoopy.
These are not his kids.
Oh, they're his brothers.
These are his siblings.
Oh, okay, siblings.
Man, you made it dirty.
God, I was like, I didn't know Snoopy did that.
No, he got a kid. Snoopy doesn't have his testicles.
Hey, kids.
The best nuggets.
He has no testicles.
Best nuggets and fast food coming up with a head chef and 10 meat and potatoes.
You got to bring up nuggets now?
420. Yeah, 420. We're going to give you the secret word and a chance to win the Ghost and Volbeat tickets coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.